Right now, it's the State Capitol Report, your Monday window into state policy and politics here on The Morning Show. I'm Keely Boltina in for Kate Archer-Kent, and we're talking with the leader of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. You are part of this conversation. 800-642-1234. What do you think of tax incentives for private companies like Foxconn? How do you want Wisconsin to attract younger workers as other people near retirement? What do you want to know? Ideas at WPR.org is the email address you can use. You can also tweet us at WPR Mornings. Missy Hughes is Secretary Designee and CEO of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, which goes by WEDC. She previously spent 15 years as General Counsel with the Dairy Cooperative Organic Valley. Secretary Hughes, thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Keely.
We're going to start with Foxconn. You said just in the last few days that Wisconsin is in, so you're hopeful the state's deal with Foxconn can work. How do you plan to make sure it's right for Wisconsin?
Well, we've been working really hard to open up communications between the new administration and the new leadership at Foxconn. In the last 10 months, we've seen, obviously, the changes with the administration and the state government, and then Foxconn has also gone through new leadership changes. And so we've really opened up communication so that we can understand what the project is all about and we can understand what Foxconn's visions are for the future.
And yeah, how have those leadership changes affected that partnership? Have you had to start backwards a little bit?
No, I don't think backwards. I think more understanding that Foxconn's in an incredibly dynamic marketplace. And so wanting to know that they have a vision for the future and that Wisconsin can be on board with that and understand what their plans are.
And what do those conversations, those plans look like right now as Wisconsin's government and Foxconn are working together?
Foxconn's vision for the future is really based on smart technology. And this concept, the best way to give it is an example. So if we're going to have self-driving cars, if there's a universe where we have self-driving cars in the future, we need to have technology that supports that, not only the hardware in the cars, but also the software, the data that goes, that's involved with understanding, you know, all the variables involved in self-driving cars, the communication network in order to make sure that we're in constant communication with those cars, and the artificial intelligence that's needed in case, imagine if there's a storm, and how we manage the cars on the highway. So there's a whole long vertical pipeline of technology, and that's what Foxconn is thinking about. And in the Wisconsin Valley, the concept is that Wisconsin would be the center of that for the United States.
So there would be this additional intellectual property component, technology component to the LCD factory that it had promised to bring to Wisconsin?
Well, right now, Foxconn is building a million-square-foot facility that's more focused on the smaller hardware that might be used in hospitals or in cars, and they have not yet committed to the full LCD plant because they're seeing lots of competition from other areas on that. So that's one of the reasons we really need to be in communication with them, is to make sure we're aligned and understand what their project is so that the state government can support it, but also make sure that we have transparency and accountability for the Wisconsin taxpayers.
Right, because the deal to bring Foxconn to Wisconsin involves incentives, tax incentives. Do you think that those government incentives are a sound strategy to spur economic development here?
Well, it's funny, you know, coming into this position, what I love about Foxconn, surprisingly, is that it's opened up a conversation in Wisconsin about what we really want to have as far as economic development goes. Because we have this enormous project happening in southeast Wisconsin, we also have the opportunity to say, what else do we want to be doing across all the 72 counties, in rural areas, in urban areas? What kind of economic development does Wisconsin want to be involved in? Because ultimately, this is the taxpayers' dollars at work. And so where do we want them to put to work? And I think this has really given us the chance to say, you know, those Main Street programs that WEDC does, the community development programs, the support for entrepreneurship and innovation, those are also really key parts of economic development. And what concerns me sometimes about the Foxconn conversation is we spend so much time talking about it that folks who might have interest in access to our other programs don't even know they exist. So one of my real goals coming into WEDC is to make sure that we're talking about things other than just lockdown.
And certainly we will make sure to do that today for sure. I do, though, want to ask, the deal with Foxconn is a give and take, right? If Foxconn isn't meeting its benchmarks to get the incentives, and then Wisconsin then isn't getting what it needs from the company, are you open to renegotiating the agreement with Foxconn?
I want to make sure that the project aligns with what the state is expecting and what Foxconn needs for support in order to be successful.
Okay, so that may or may not include some sort of renegotiation or kind of figuring out what the ground rules are?
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Nissy Hughes leads the state's Economic Development Agency. It's now known as WEDC. And there's a line for you at 800-642-1234. What do you think of partnerships between private businesses and public groups? Small business owners, what do you need from the state to feel supported? What do you see as your biggest obstacles or opportunities? Join in now at 800-642-1234. You can also send us an email at ideas@wpr.org. Missy, you've been with WEDC for 2 months now. You were previously general counsel for Organic Valley. That's a billion-dollar dairy cooperative. Tell us a bit about the work you did there and how it translates to your position now as CEO of the Economic Development Board.
Well, I actually had two roles at Organic Valley. I was general counsel, which involved making sure that legally we were protected and we thought about our contracts and our work with other partners. I also was chief mission officer, and my role as chief mission officer was to make sure that our mission as a cooperative of saving family farms now and into the future was always first and foremost in how we did business and how we worked with each other. So what I was able to do with the cooperative was bring farmers together. So the farmers are the owners of the business. Farmers all across the country. We have 2,000 family farms in 36 different states. And I was able to bring them together for conversations about how to go to market, how they wanted to work together. So I think I can translate that stakeholder conversation into my work at WEDC. WEDC has an amazing array of stakeholders, whether it's the legislature or the governor or the taxpayers, and then, of course, the businesses all around Wisconsin and the people who have ideas for doing business in Wisconsin or want to open a shop or want to make sure that their main street is vibrant. So bringing all of those stakeholders to the table so that we can make sure the investment we make in Wisconsin's economy is worthwhile. So that's a little bit my skill set, I think, is getting people to talk with each other and find common ground.
After announcing your appointment, Governor Tony Evers said that the goal is to grow an economy that works for everyone. Wow, if that isn't a pretty big task, I'm not sure what is. I mean, how do you see that happening? How do you plan to jumpstart that and keep the momentum?
Well, I think when the governor speaks about everyone, he's talking about traditionally disinvested communities that aren't able to access traditional financing, or where in rural communities, developers aren't always willing to be the first ones to put a shovel in the ground. How can we make sure that those folks are participating in the growth of the Wisconsin economy? So when we talk about everyone being involved, that's all the stakeholders, right? No small task is exactly right. But I think making sure that our programs are accessible, that folks feel like they can participate with their great ideas and bring them to fruition.
Let's welcome Frank in La Crosse to the conversation now. Frank, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for taking my call. So good luck in your new role. I'm concerned about under the previous administration, there were several instances of either bad record keeping of some of these loans or grants and either misuse by individuals or corporations of some of the money for either like personal uses or not creating the jobs. So what's the status and what are you doing to project a future?
Right. Frank, thank you for that question. Missy, how about, integrity in the process of the loans and things that come through WEDC?
Yeah, I really appreciate Frank's question. Since I've come on board, I've learned about the transition from the Department of Commerce to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation that happened about 8 or 9 years ago at the beginning of the Walker administration. And the concept there was to create a public-private entity to have more flexibility and be more dynamic and more responsive to the businesses that are coming to Wisconsin. So fast and furious, WEDC was stood up and started working, and the systems and processes have been built slowly but surely over the last 8 years, with a real focus in the last 3 years or 4 years under my predecessor, Secretary Mark Hogan. And Secretary Hogan did an excellent job of really making sure that the procedures and policies were in place to assure transparency and accountability. So I actually feel really good about where we are as far as integrity and accountability for the taxpayers' dollars from a tactical viewpoint. You know, where is that money being spent, and are we being sure to make the proper verification when a company says they're going to create jobs? Are we going back and making sure that that's all verified? And those processes are in really good shape. I'm fond of saying that the car engine is working really well, and now collectively we need to decide where we're going to drive the car.
We're talking with Secretary Designee Missy Hughes. She leads Wisconsin's State Economic Development Organization here on the State Capitol Report. There's still time for your questions and ideas. Are you in manufacturing? What do you see? What are the biggest issues you face working in Wisconsin? 800-642-1234 is the number you can call. I'm Keely Boltina. It's The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network. In manufacturing, Wisconsin lost more than 5,000 jobs between August of 2018 and the same month this year. That's according to the Federal Department of Labor. And we're talking about jobs and economic development here on the State Capitol Report. I'm Keely Boltina, and this is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. What questions do you have about creating work and fostering economic growth in Wisconsin? Are you in a Wisconsin city, a small town, or maybe a really rural area? What does your part of Wisconsin need? 800-642-1234. Give us a call at that number or email ideas@wpr.org. Our guest is Secretary Designee Missy Hughes. She's been leading Wisconsin's Economic Development Organization for the last 2 months. And Secretary Hughes, Wisconsin did lose those several thousand manufacturing jobs. Do we know what economic forces might we blame for those losses?
Well, I think the important thing, first and foremost, is to keep in mind that Wisconsin actually has 475,000 manufacturing jobs. So while 5,000 is a big number and, you know, certainly something we want to keep an eye on, we also want to be thinking about manufacturing in a holistic way in Wisconsin. There's just a ton happening with conversations around manufacturing, and I've been in the process of learning all the different aspects of manufacturing that we have in Wisconsin. We have big companies like Oshkosh Trucking and Kimberly-Clark that are involved in manufacturing, but we also have tons of small mom-and-pop tool and die shops and precision manufacturing that's happening all around the state. So there's a lot of different components. Of course, one of the big conversations that I always run into is this question of making sure that we have enough people to do the jobs. So even while we're seeing a loss in jobs, we still have a real struggle with population decline and aging population in the state. And so we want to make sure that we are preparing the workforce that we have to be able to do the work of advanced manufacturing as the companies adjust to making sure they can still grow while they have, you know, a struggle to find the people for the jobs.
And what is the role the WEDC plays in finding people, preparing people, and kind of matching skills and workers to the jobs that are available?
Well, we have a couple of different roles. One, you know, very tactically, we are trying to help connect businesses with students and businesses with folks who are looking for jobs. So we just launched an internship module online with the help of the UW system. And what that internship module does is it helps a small business who thinks they might want to have an intern connect with a career services office at a UW system school and find that intern who can come and work, you know, for the summer or the semester, and then, you know, hopefully create a relationship with that company and stay there for a long time. So that's one of the super tactical things that we're doing. We also have a big marketing campaign that comes under the umbrella of WEDC. And with that marketing campaign, we're talking to folks who might be interested in moving to Wisconsin. We're also talking to veterans all around the state, or excuse me, all around the country, who need to understand that Wisconsin has lots of jobs available, that Wisconsin has a great quality of life, and that they can bring their skills as they're leaving the services to Wisconsin, and we'd love to have them. So those are some of the ways that we're helping to connect businesses with employees.
We're talking with Missy Hughes here on the morning show. She is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDC. And we're talking about jobs and economic development here across the state of Wisconsin. Secretary Designee, you know, this is the explanation we're giving people, because you are still working as an appointee, even though you're leading this organization. And the Senate has the opportunity to confirm or deny you as secretary. How is that affecting the way that you are operating and leading this organization?
Well, so every appointment has to go through the Senate confirmation process, and I'm no different as far as that goes. I've been meeting with all of the senators as best I can. I think I've had 16 meetings up until now. I've had my committee hearing meeting. So it's really been actually very interesting in that concept of having stakeholder meetings to sit down with the senators and understand what are their concerns and what are their hopes for WEDC. So, you know, insofar as how has it been affecting my work, I'm still learning all there is to know about economic development in Wisconsin. And the senators have been really helpful in bringing to me the interests of their districts, but also their concerns and hopes for WEDC.
And this is the State Capitol Report. We often acknowledge the politics of the situation. We have a legislature that has Republican control. We have an executive branch. A Democrat is governor. How are you balancing those relationships and working with lawmakers, but also working with the governor?
Well, I have a sweet spot because everybody wants the Wisconsin economy to succeed. And so I'm able to have conversations with the legislatures and with the governor about how we can make that happen. And one of the reasons the governor brought me on is to try to make the bridges between these conversations and find a common path forward.
And is part of that common path then, you know, looking at the millennials in the workforce, looking at the job disparity we have here, and trying to come up with solutions, I guess, that, if possible, makes everybody happy?
Yeah, I mean, it has to be. It has to be because every business is concerned about it in Wisconsin right now. And therefore, every legislator is concerned about it. The governor is concerned about it. So it's a focus across the board. My hope is that we can find a more cohesive way of approaching it. There's lots of different efforts in classic Wisconsin style. Everyone is inventing the wheel to try to fix this problem. And I think that there's a real opportunity for cooperation and working together and bringing those resources together so that we can solve these problems together.
And the flip side of that then is trying to figure out if the work that you're doing is successful. The Economic Development Corporation, you say, you know, we're going to assess how this is working, how we measure success. Right now, we often talk about it determined by the number of jobs that are created. Is that how you see figuring out whether your work is successful, or are there other ways to gauge that?
Well, I think one of the real challenges with the job creation metric is we're solving for a problem that we don't necessarily have, right? We're creating jobs, but we don't always have the people to fill those jobs. So what is the real opportunity that we want to solve? What's the measure of success? And I think if we can collectively determine what that measure of success is, then we can have that metric, whether it's quality jobs, whether it is making sure that everybody has a chance to participate, bringing folks who are currently in custody or folks who aren't participating in the economy into the workforce. I think there's all sorts of different measures of success that we can think about, and job creation might not always be the top one.
And what might people who don't work in this every day not realize about this these relationships between public authorities, I guess, and then private agencies when you work together? What do we need to know more about?
Well, since 2 months ago, I didn't work in this every day.
Fair.
A couple of the things that I've really learned is there is a really thriving economic development community in Wisconsin. Every city, every county, every village has somebody who's thinking about economic development. So if you have an idea or you're looking for resources, you just need to ask around a little bit or come to WEDC's website and we can help you find somebody who can help you think about your idea and vision it forward. So that's one of the pieces that I've really been excited about as I've learned about economic development in the state. The other piece that I've really been impressed with is the deep collaboration between strong businesses in Wisconsin and the public entities in Wisconsin. So we have an amazing education system, we have an amazing industry base, and we have a government that can tie those all together. So I think connecting the dots between the industry and education and the government is a key towards success.
Secretary Hughes, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Gilly. I appreciate it, too.
Missy Hughes is Secretary Designee of the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, or WEDC. She previously spent 16 years with the dairy cooperative Organic Valley. That does it for this edition of the State Capitol Report. Just ahead, it's live coverage as the House Judiciary Committee takes the next step in the impeachment inquiry. That starts at 8 o'clock. NPR's live coverage will take you through the public impeachment inquiry hearings this morning right here on the Ideas Network and also online at WPR.org. You're listening to The Morning Show.